Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hello, comrades. Hello, self-isolationists. Hello, mandatory quarantiners. Here we go, getting underway with what used to be the most heavily commuted hour of the Bobby Mac Show back in the day. Anybody remember those days? Great to have you along. 5 o'clock Follies getting underway here on a breezy Thursday. Those of you with the big rigs, both hands on the wheel there, high-profile vehicles affected by this the most, of course. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And as always, my email address remains bob@1063.com. ATF coming up in this half hour. Amazing true facts, some fascinating stuff in there. And a piece that I want to share to you as well that was on the Zero Hedge website today. Well, actually, it started out on the Advancing Time blog written by a guy named Bruce Wiles. When I find these kinds of things where the sentiments expressed are very similar to mine, I like to share them with you. And the title of this one is Government Overreach is Eviscerating Your Freedoms. So we'll get to that. First things first, though, RJ's been waiting patiently and is our leadoff batter here on the Bobby Mac Show. And RJ is here somewhere in Taylor's. Hi, RJ, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call today, Mr. McClain.
Yes, sir.
Bob, there's no doubt that this is a very serious problem from a caller that called in a while back that sounded a little concerned that we were making light of it. But the great thing about your show is you give us an avenue to make light of a serious situation that otherwise would cause us to cry instead of laugh.
Well, thank you, RJ. I appreciate and, that. That's our intent.
The reason for my call today is I had a little ranting to do about Tony the Mouth Fauci, and if you're ready, I'm going to go with it.
All right, sir, go right ahead.
He's got me scared to go to the mailbox, touch a piece of mail. The man has just absolutely ruined my life. I can't go to the grocery store without being afraid. I can't get any toilet paper. I can't get a haircut.
Right.
All I have left for toilet paper is carbon paper. Every time I sit down, I leave a blue spot. And the man is just absolutely ruining my life. I'm living in a giant snow globe that's used for a Christmas decoration, and I roll from one end of the house to the other end of the house of it just to try
not
to
good.
Keep from catching this thing.
Yeah, it's not good.
And he is, when I heard he was a liberal, that's all I needed to hear. For 50 cents, I believe I'd go up there and lynch the man and hang his head on a spike at the front fence of the White House like they did Alpha's head in The Walking Dead.
I missed that episode, but I'll take your word for it, RJ. But seriously, you know that Dr. Fauci now has a protective guard unit around him because people who apparently have some, I don't know whether the threats are idle or whether there's serious intent behind them, but he's getting his share of threats.
Well, I've just been kidding. I mean, I'm not out to do the man any harm, but the thing
Understood.
About it is, when I heard he was a liberal, that's all I needed to hear from my rant and raving to start. But he definitely has changed our lives. And, you know, like I said earlier, I was just kidding around. This is a very serious problem that we have to take serious.
Yes.
But, you know, he has definitely cramped my style.
Yeah. And you and the remainder of the formerly free world, RJ.
But, Bob, thank you for taking my call today and listening to my rant.
My pleasure. Thank you, RJ. And as I sometimes quote a former president, I feel your pain. We're going to Greenville next. And Gene joins us here on the program. Hi, Gene. How are you today, sir?
Thank you for taking my call. This might let RJ know a little bit more about Anthony Fauci.
Yeah,
Bob,
please.
Your audience knows my background, right?
Yes. Dr. Gene, actually, because he is a PhD. Is it biochemistry, your PhD?
No, microbiology and immunology.
Right.
And my research work is what you might call experimental viral immunobiology and pathogenesis. In other words, we work with animals. We look at animal pathogens or human pathogens in animal models and study the course of disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, genetic factors, viral factors that cause disease or cause resistance to disease. Okay, that's
so. That's Gene's. Essentially, that's his CV, and you can tell from that he knows whereof he speaks. So that being said,
no, I got to tell you, through all this, I was very, very well. Fauci should quit. He should either be quit or relieved of duty. The man is 81 years old, for one. And I knew him, not personally, but of him going to meetings and this sort of thing.
Right.
And in terms of his personality, I mean, that's another factor, you know, sort of an arrogant kind of character. Part of that is to the position that he ascended. And a lot of your audience may say, well, Gene never made it that high. That's not the point here.
Yeah.
The point is that for one, Fauci, if you look at his research publications and the laboratories he's been involved with,
mm-hmm.
he is not an infectious disease epidemiologist. His background and his research expertise is actually the immune system, the basic biology and medicine of the immune system, and immune system disorders and hematology. And certainly, as you may, he gained his prominence, as he even pointed out, when AIDS came out.
Right.
Because HIV has become recognized not so much as a transmissible pathogen, because it is not highly contagious. Okay, it's transmitted as a venereal disease, basically. But it has a chronic character to it. Tomorrow, Adam. It has a chronic character to it and a close association with the immune system, particularly T cells. And that's where his expertise sort of comes in. But he sort of gained prominence, if you will, in the bureaucratic community by
mm-hmm.
having ingratiated the HIV LGBT community because of his work here. There's a guy named Kramer who was a gay activist who became very, very close friends with him, with
mm-hmm.
Fauci and his wife. Fauci's wife was a nurse, and I don't know. I think they sort of bought. I don't want to say bought, but they became very close friends. And this, I think, opened them up to favor with the gay community. And you know, Bobby, a lot of people may not know this. But a lot of the people, bureaucrats that run the regulatory systems in our government, lifelong bureaucrats, most of them are LGBT.
Wow.
And that's a reality. And I make no bones about professing this. I've worked for the federal government for a while, and
mm-hmm.
I saw some of this stuff go on. So anyway, but another point I'd like to break out, and it's a general point with respect to scientists who are engaged in this kind of work.
Yes.
There are three groups of scientists. There are the guys who are grunts like me. We never The only reputation we had was by the fact that we were still in the lab doing what we did, and people could come to us for what we did and our expertise.
Right.
And we were never known by guys like you. Never, 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 never.
Right.
Then there are a group of guys that very early in their careers, they really didn't want to be in a lab. Mm-hmm. But they hated it. So they found jobs as bureaucrats and regulators in the government and in research institutions, sort of overseeing biosafety, chemical safety, recycling programs, that kind of thing.
So essentially they became professional experts, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they run these institutions and they write these papers. Then there's a third group, and I call it the most perhaps malicious group of all.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the guys who are not in the lab, they're not part of the regulators, but they write position papers. Anthony Fauci, and I can't speak too much for the woman, but Anthony Fauci is responding or speaking the position papers. He has no real input into any of this, per se. He's reading the guidelines that are coming to him from somebody who's had a long-term career writing position papers and all sorts of journals and books.
Okay.
And this is what you're saying here.
Right.
And I'm really disgusted with this. I really am.
Yeah, and then there's – and you touched on, Gene, the personality of Dr. Fauci, and I think this is something that rankles people as well, because he just comes across as a guy who is reveling in the spotlight as a smug elitist and the smartest guy in the room, who condescends to everybody who asks him any questions. And frankly, it's not a way for him.
I'm not knocking his accomplishments in his career with his lab groups. I'm not doing
understood.
That at all.
I understand.
But again, he was not one of the grunts that was in the lab. He oversaw
right.
the grunts.
Right.
And that's great. I mean, I worked for a lot of guys who were like that. You know, there was a guy that Rush brought up during the Ebola epidemic. Do you remember the Ebola epidemic?
Yes, I do.
And Anthony Fauci came out in public with that too. They pushed him out front. And this man's name was C.J. Peters, Colonel C.J. Peters. He's now retired. I don't even know if he's still alive. I used to work for him at USAMRIID at Fort Detrick. And he was the kind of guy they should have called for Ebola to speak about the Ebola matters. Okay, but because he's an expert in the area.
Right.
And yet, when
you have people, thank you, Gene. I appreciate the background and the backstory on this. It's fascinating stuff, and I suspect that there are many who are surrounding the president right now, these so-called professional experts, who fall more into the publish or perish kind of professional that we see in academia. Everywhere. 18 after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We're right back on the other side here on Thursday on WORD.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Breezy and very warm Thursday afternoon. Great to have you along here on the Bobby Mack Show. A little break in the action from the phones, and so I'll spend a little time catching up with the text line where I am horrendously in arrears. And that also gives me an opportunity to present today's edition of ATF. And here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Well, this whole business about social distancing has a downside as well, because, people are near their last nerve already, and then something happens and they are, triggered. And as always, here on ATF, I am joined by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny in the studio.
Hello.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Hello.
Some people kind of overreacting on policing, on the social distancing stuff.
Some people are stupid.
Some people just get a little bit of power and they want to go crazy with it.
Yep.
Like a doctor in Kentucky.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, this physician found himself arrested after choking a teenage girl for not appropriately social distancing.
What?
A viral video picks up in the middle of an argument between the doc and a group of teenage girls. Why he would want to try and discipline them beats me. He referred to one of the girls with a profane name before lunging to grab another girl around the throat. Here's what it sounded like.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we're leaving. Please, let's not cuss at each other. No, I'm not calling you anything, sir. Just don't talk to us with
this right here.
Hey, don't touch. Hey, do not touch. Hey, oh my God!
You do not touch.
No.
Do not
touch.
I'll give you your phone.
Hey,
get away from her. Oh my God!
Seriously, get off of her.
And the next thing you know, you got a bunch of screaming teenage girls, and the cops show up, and the doctor is now a guest at the Gray Bar Hotel.
That's horrible. Matching bracelets.
That's right. You might say a little bit of an overreaction. Bobettes, do you remember, I guess it was last week, we were discussing making your own self-protective mask, and somebody went viral with a suggestion of using, dare I say it, a cup from a brassiere?
Yes.
Well, this has now been carried to its illogical conclusion.
Excellent.
47-year-old guy in Battle Creek, Michigan, decided to use a thong to make himself a face mask Monday night. Well, a friend of his saw him and made fun of the mask. So the guy hit his friend in the head and kicked him in the ribs. Make fun of my thong, will ya?
Yeah, you boob.
Jeez. Cops are looking for it. Speaking of boobs, how about the Canadian Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau? He has some advice for you about wearing a mask. What say you, Mr. PM?
If people want to wear a mask, that is okay. It protects others more than it protects you because it prevents you from breathing or speaking moistly on them. What a terrible image.
He used the M word.
Speaking moistly on them? This guy is the Prime Minister of Canada, right?
Yeah. Speak moistly, okay. Carry a big stick.
Something, I don't know. You remember, of course, among the big sports events canceled, Wimbledon is canceled. They've been, believe it or not, paying $2 million a year for pandemic insurance.
What?
And they've been doing it for 17 years since SARS went around.
Right. Wow.
Coming in handy today, this year's cancellation means Wimbledon collects $141 million from the insurance company.
Wow. How much do they usually make on tickets?
That's a good question. But I guess, well, let's see, 17 years times 2 million, there's that number. And, so I guess the insurance company is not going out of business. And you may recall yesterday we shared with you an original song, not one of our quarantunes, but another one that was really kind of beautiful and positive.
That little boy.
Yeah, about the lockdown. Child piano prodigy in Greece wrote this original song called the Isolation Waltz. And he plays it again for us now.
It's haunting.
Yeah. And there's more, and it's on YouTube. Let me see if I find his name for you here quickly.
Bob, while you're looking for that, I did a little digging.
Yeah, whoops, sorry.
As of 2018,
right?
Wimbledon gets $160 million from broadcasting, $47 million from ticket sales.
That's 200.
$47 million from sponsorships.
That's 2.5.
And approximately $350 million from concessions and merchandise.
So the $141 million will just kind of barely ease the pain, I guess.
Yes.
Huh? Yeah. I'm going to find, you don't see the young man's name, do you there, Moneypenny, on the audio from the Child Prodigy? I was looking for I'll go back and find it. I'll go back and find it, it's on you. In fact, if you go to YouTube and you just put in Child Prodigy, or Isolation Waltz, that should bring it up. It'll have the entire thing there. We only had about 24 seconds of it, but it's really, really nice. And when you consider the kid who wrote it is 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. that's a gift. That's a gift.
Definitely.
There you go. There's today's edition of ATF. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Breezy Thursday edition on WORD.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:37 now, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show, and we had a little break in the action from the phones, which gives me an opportunity to catch up a bit with the text line, and I have to apologize because it's just been all this week, essentially, it's been physically impossible to keep up with the volume of text messages. I do read them all. I don't have an opportunity to share them all on the air because of time constraints, but I do appreciate each and every one. At 71307. Bobby, why did they close the Big Mo? It's a freaking drive-in. The BigMo.com. Mo, M-O. Bobby, breaking, non-essential businesses in Connecticut, like bars and drive-in restaurants, will not reopen before May 20, the governor says. This from WVIT. Bobby, heard you mention SARS. There is more than one report that this virus is basically SARS 2.0, or moreover, a weaponized form of the original SARS. Certainly, it's a relative. Bobby, Justin Trudeau, a true man's man, said no one ever. Bobby, can you talk to your pal, Governor Henry McTaxta, and ask him to please reopen the state Monday? Well, Bob, remember Justin Trudeau's byword, speak moistly and carry a big sponge. Bobby Mack, this guy has a petition to fire Dr. Fauci and indict him for malpractice. Dr. Shiva Ayyadural, last name A-Y-Y-A-D-U-R-A-L. Check him out. Will do. Bobby, from the Gateway Pundit, outrageous. Dr. Birx, also known as a scarf lady, went Bill Gates-funded coronavirus model, and she sits on the Gates-funded foundation board. Yeah, Bill Gates wants to come up with a vaccine that he wants everybody to take. Look, I'm sorry, but Bill Gates couldn't keep a virus off my computer, let alone out of my bloodstream. Bobby, Dr. Fauci, collaborator with Soros and Bill Gates. Wasn't Bill Gates the guy that a while back was lobbying for population reduction on planet Earth? Yeah. Bobby, next time you talk to Gene, ask what he thinks the proper course of action is to combat this disease, and what advice would he give President Trump? And all the other media, the banks, schools, big businesses, universities, the hospitals, and every other thing. I'm sick and tired of hearing all this BS. Fire all of them. Open this country up now. Followed by profanity. Well, symbols, for saying. not the real thing. Bobby, how long before they put the kibosh on information that comes across your radio waves? The only thing they don't control now is the radio. Just about. There are tons of websites out there, though, like the one just mentioned. Gateway Pundit, Zero Hedge, Conservative Treehouse, WhatFinger.com. Uh, Bobby, things are looking better. So the computer models are now estimating 60,000 deaths thereabout. Honestly, that is way overstated. Even still, we are at, just as a point of reference, we're at 16,000 right now, 16,000 and change. Way overstated even still. Remember, the original projections, yeah, Fauci had said as many as 1.5 to 2 million would die. Then they changed that to 100,000 to 200,000, now 60,000. I don't know what models they're using, but they're awful. I've got a master's degree in business with heavy concentration in information systems and operations management, analyzing data and models, building models. I know data. Their models are so far off. In a normal job, you would be fired for submitting models like these. But I digress. Well, you know, again, we're talking private sector, government experts, on the other hand. Bobby, they've got to end this. I have patients who it's not the state that they can't go on a vacation. It's the day I've lost their job and they can't put food on the table. None of these people in Washington understand that. I think they need to put people back to work, and thank you for all you do. Thank you. Appreciate the email. I'm sorry, Tim, I've got to go back and see where that one begins. Not quite certain where that text message begins. Bob, have you been reading what Senator Tom Cotton has been saying? Because he thinks this is something nefarious that the Chinese have done and then covered up. I would agree with him. I've said virtually from the beginning, this is the most successful black op or psyop, whichever you may prefer to call it, since the Trojan horse was dragged inside the gates of Troy. And about the Chinese involvement here, I mentioned earlier, I am a recipient on a daily basis of a newsletter from my friend Michael Harrison. He does a newsletter each day called Talkers Magazine. Essentially, it's the Bible of talk radio and talk media. And in there today, his lead story is a new video that the folks at Epoch Times, E-P-O-C-H, have put together that really drills down on how this whole thing began, from the seafood market in Hubei province to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the experiments on viruses, suspicious activities around every corner. There is an investigative piece, and you can see this for yourself. It's done by an investigative reporter. His name is Joshua Phillip. And the address, the web address to see this is Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, epochtimes.com/programming alert. That will take you to the video, which is entitled Tracking Down the Origin of Wuhan Coronavirus. Okay. And again, that's Epoch, E-P-O-C-H, epochtimes.com/programming alert. I have not had an opportunity to see it myself, but as you know, I have shared a great deal of information that has been turned up by the folks at Epoch Times. And by the way, they are escapees from the CCP, from the Chinese commies, now here in America, and set up this website and all the information they provide in an effort to pull back the curtain and show you what the Chinese are really up to, including a piece that I've shared a couple of times from the Chinese defense minister talking about this very thing, bioengineered weapons. So check it out. 546, 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. I also mentioned this other piece that was at Conservative Treehouse today, government overreach, eviscerating your freedoms. I'll share that with you when we come right back. Bobby Mac Show here on Thursday on WORD.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. 5:52 now, 8 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show on a breezy Thursday afternoon. I referenced this piece earlier, written by Bruce Wiles at his blog, Advancing Time. When I find pieces that reflect some of my thoughts as well, I like to share these with you. This is entitled Government Overreach is Eviscerating Your Freedoms. And Bruce writes, it's important to recognize the value of individual freedom. Many people have sacrificed their lives to protect this valuable commodity. With this in mind, I write, it is the right and duty of every citizen to question the actions of their government. Are governments across the world currently looking out for the interest of their citizens, or are they using the current crisis as a way to grab power at the expense of the people? If this is the goal of those in power here in America, they gain in several ways by maximizing this crisis to exercise their authority. First, they train the masses to follow instructions and do their bidding. Second, they decimate the economy, destroying small businesses and making us more dependent on their larger brethren, which the government can control. Third, but not least, they increase the number of people relying on government handouts. This also allows the government to ramp up surveillance for the greater good. The power of fear and propaganda are powerful tools in the manipulation of general consensus. This is one of the main flaws in a democracy. It allows a simple majority to force their desires upon a minority, which is why our forefathers set checks and balances in the Constitution. However, even those do not guarantee freedom will remain. Today, the burden of risk and skin in the game is not equally shared by all. Over time, our financial system and institutions have been corrupted by crony capitalism and a political system that panders to the masses by exchanging favors for baubles. It could be argued that those in power don't have to take away our freedom by force if we are willing to surrender it or trade it for a few paid weeks off work. Nor do they have to be fair in how they go about this if they simply get a majority of the population to go along with their plan. Call it what you want, a stay-at-home order, a general quarantine, but it all comes down to the same thing, government control of your movement. Dr. Anthony Fauci has been promoting the Trump administration to declare a federally imposed stay-at-home order across all 50 states. This is a kind of lockdown that has been instituted in many countries and has resulted in attacks from the mainstream media directed at the states that have not capitulated to fear. It appears these states have governors that don't see the need to take drastic steps that will decimate their local economies. This means they are willing to leave social distancing to the good judgment of counties, towns, and individuals. If you wonder just how far enforcement of this lockdown has gone, in some areas under lockdown, some law enforcement agencies are using high-tech equipment such as drones to spy on people. When city services apps are getting turned into glorified versions of DHS's tools, it's a huge sign we know we have a problem. In some areas, they're now urging neighbors to turn into government snitches by asking residents to report violations of the stay-home order. The government's role during this situation should be to inform us and provide us with the facts we need to know. This is an area where they failed. Instead, they flip-flopped, spreading confusion and fear. In L.A., the mayor has even announced that the city would reward those willing to turn in violators. Former British Supreme Court Justice Jonathan Sumpton recently discussed the police and government's response to COVID-19 on BBC Radio and said, "When I say to them, I am not a scientist, but it is the right and duty of every citizen to look and see what the scientists have said and to analyze it for themselves and to draw common sense solutions. We are all perfectly capable of doing that, and there's no particular reason why the scientific nature of the problem should mean we have to resign our liberty into the hands of scientists. We all have critical faculties, and it's rather important in a moment of national panic that we should maintain them." This piece was inspired by the pushback and voices of so many that feel that COVID-19 is something to be faced with common sense and resolve. The fight against this vicious enemy has been described as a war, and the fact is, it is both war and life. People die. Considering the constant price humanity is forced to pay for freedom each passing year, the idea of surrendering our way of life rather than pressing on, it should be clear, not everyone agrees with the idea society should just shut down and go into hiding. Consider this a reminder, if you don't fight for your freedoms, do not be surprised to find them gone. Fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mac Show is next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.